Time for today's No Sweat News.
Yeah.
Today's theme on the No Sweat News is things that have gone viral.
Oh, yes.
And boy, howdy. Now, tomorrow, we will do Godsmack tickets for next Tuesday night at the Beacon Theater on the No Sweat News quiz, so make sure you're tuned in.
I'm still wanting to go viral at some point.
It would be nice, right? Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe I could set it up that I get hit by a car or something. And like Gots is driving and he hits me with his truck.
Anything that goes viral is generally kind of dumb.
Yeah, you're right.
And pointless without any socially redeeming factors whatsoever.
Exactly. That's what I want.
The ice bucket challenge thing actually raised some money for a good cause. Well,
That's true.
Now, you've heard about the Storm Area 51 thing that's gone viral.
Mm-hmm.
What are we up to, like 1.5 million people who want to go get shot by the U.S. military when they storm Area 51?
1.6 million. Okay. And two of my friends who are actually signing their life away.
Here's what you do. Before I get to the story, here's my advice to you. You go to the Area 51 thing, see if any of your friends are going, and then borrow $1,000 from them because you might not have to pay it back.
I got two buddies, Brian and Scott. I need some money.
Now, this just in as an update to the Storm Area 51 story. According to Pornhub, ever since the Area 51 raid started going viral, searches for alien porn have skyrocketed over on Pornhub.
You have got to be joking.
The number of searches for Area 51 porn is up 59,000%. 59,000%. So if you people are just going to this thing to try to get a date, well, somebody might be bumping uglies over there.
Yes, but
Area 50 specific searches up 59,000%, and the number of searches for alien porn is up 200%.
Oh my God! No one wants to see ET getting it on with Yoda.
ET's gonna go home, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not because of anything. You just that. That's a whole new level of pervert when you're actually thinking about alien porn.
The states with the biggest jumps in alien porn searches are, please not be Jersey. Please not be Jersey. Please not be Jersey. Alaska. Whew. West Virginia. Oh, thank God. And South Dakota. Oh, thank God.
You know
not
what?
Us. Not us.
None of that surprises me. If you live, with all due respect, Alaska, West Virginia, South Dakota, what the heck else do you have to do except look up alien porn?
West Virginia. Suddenly we're searching Area 51 porn instead of sex with my sister. All right.
Oh, West Virginia. Okay. That sounds about right. Yep. Alien porn.
You want something else viral and dumb? Okay. That's why the No Sweat News is here. For some reason, the latest viral trend is, quote, stapling pieces of bread to trees.
Why is that now? Why would you do such a thing? Oh, like literally there's no reason? It's just, hey,
Stapled a piece of bread to a tree. Here's a picture. There is a Reddit group with over 200,000 members. So this is...
I guess for the tree.
At some point going to break free into the general society.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't bad for the tree to be stapling stuff?
Can we go back to eating Tide Pools, please? Come on, the Tide Pod thing was pretty interesting. I mean, I'd even take licking ice cream for this. And now our final viral story of the day. Have you looked at social media in the past couple of days? I guarantee you've seen someone using FaceApp.
Mm-hmm.
That's the app that uses AI to alter your photos, and the most popular photo to change is one of your face that turns you into an old person.
Yeah, I downloaded it.
Yeah. In fact, you showed me a picture of what old Eastside Dave would look like.
Yeah, it's fun.
And it looks like an old serial killer.
I mean,
interesting.
Actually, it looks like me probably by next Thursday.
Now that it's been trending for a few days, it's time to dump a bucket of cold water on it. It is a privacy nightmare. Turns out FaceApp is made by a company in Russia, and when you used it, you gave it access to all of your photos, not just the one you changed.
Oh, no. All the Russians did have all of my photo graphs.
Did you read the fine print? No.
No.
Whoever reads the fine print? I don't. You don't. No one does. According to the Apple fine print, you're not allowed to use iTunes to create a nuclear weapon. But I didn't know that until I read about it in some stupid story on BuzzFeed.
Oh, my God.
So it turns out, as part of the, oh, click OK to give permission.
Yeah.
You gave it access to all of your photos.
Oh,
and
great.
Literally, in their privacy policy, by using the app, you grant them permission to use altered and non-altered photos however they want for eternity.
Oh, wonderful.
Naughty pics on your phone?
Oh, no.
Yep, they got them. Cute pic of your newborn? Well, it's going to be in a Russian ad for diapers real soon.
Leave my baby alone.
Mm-hmm.
You rusky sons of... What the hell? I just wanted to see what an old me would look like. I want to be set up for some weird internet crime.
Vladimir Putin is scrolling through his phone going, oh, look at Eastside Dave and his girlfriend.
I'm on Putin's radar?
Yeah.
That must be a big shot over
That's
there.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you tomorrow. Godsmack tickets on the No Sweat News quiz. Here's how we do it. I'll read you four stories, three of which were on the air in our No Sweat News feature. One, I'm going to make up. And if you spot that phony story, then you got a great shot of winning tickets to go see Godsmack over at the Beacon in New York. Right, Jim?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.